Capital 104.4 FM. Who's calling the Lightning Lunch Line?
This is me from Cooper's in Ballymount. I'd like to wish Capital Radio a very happy birthday and say hello to everybody here, all the staff, and Caroline and Martina and Rita, everybody here.
Dolores and Mary and Helene and John and Mr. Lally. Well, thank you for faxing us for that request. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. I've got a cassette here from Madonna, the new album, I'm Breathless. That's yours, Niamh, for faxing us.
Thanks very much.
What's your number one radio station?
Capital Radio, 104.4 FM.
Emotion overload in the heat of play.
Capital 104.5 FM on a Friday afternoon with Colm Hayes. It is your lightning lunch. It is our first birthday. We're celebrating. Well, we did a little bit last night too, and my brain is a little bit like paper mache this morning. This afternoon. Tonight. Jerry Keane's in Talbot Street. All the staff there, they're celebrating their lightning lunch with us this afternoon. All the staff are in Softec in Leopardstown. And Jared Maher and Stephen Brady in Sandyford, they're sharing their lunch with us. They call us on the lightning lunch line at 77-22-11.
Tonight.
Capital 104.4 FM. Who's calling the Lightning Lunch Line?
Hello, how's it going, Colm? It's Marty from the Ballykeely Pig Slurry Co-op.
Marty, how are you?
I'm not too bad. I thought I'd ring you up to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, it's difficult to remember life without Capital Radio. I remember that morning you opened up so well.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Didn't you use that to slop up breakfast down below in the Westbury?
That was the Berkeley Court.
Oh, sure. I remember it well. It was a drizzly Friday.
It was a hot Thursday.
Indeed, I do. I do remember it well. And Aidan Leonard did the first radio show.
Yeah, I did the first show.
Oh, I do. I remember it well. And Albert Reynolds made the first speech.
That was Ray Burke.
Ah, sure. I remember it well.
You don't have too good a memory, do you?
I suppose I don't. Not the best, Connor.
Colm.
Anyway, listen. Happy second birthday.
First.
Variety of your favorites. Capital 104.4 FM.
Capital 104.4 FM. Who's calling the Lightning Lunch Line?
Niall from fucking Holidays.
Niall, who do you want to say hello to?
Everyone in fucking Holidays here, and okay. In referendum as well.
Okay, and what did you do yesterday? You spent a whole lunch hour searching for the Ever-Ready man, was it?
Yeah, we were. Stephen's Green yesterday.
To no avail.
No way.
Okay, I'll tell you what you do. Because you faxed us to the complaints department, we're going to give you a £20 gift voucher from the Virgin Megastore, and we're going to give you the brand new album from Cher, okay?
Oh, great, thanks.
What's your number one radio station?
Capital 104.4 FM.
Call me, I want no opinion from you. Was it fun or just a bad thing to do? I'm up and I'm down. And while you play, I'm waiting for the day. I found some way to make you pay.
Capital 104.4 FM with Colm Hayes. It is the Lightning Lunch for this Friday afternoon. We're sharing it with everybody who's in the Deer Park News in Mount Marion this afternoon. That's Oliver, Bernie and Sharon. Our friends and JJ Freeney's up in Sandyford having lunch with us again. And also everybody who's an extrovert in Henry Street. Especially for Lisa. They all called us on the Lightning Lunch line at 77221 and most of them wished us a happy birthday too.
On a long hot summer's day when you feel so lazy, just reach for the flavor. Refreshingly tasty, fresh, refreshingly tasty. HB Fresh, so tangy, so zesty. A cool HB ice cream, all wrapped up in a cone with a lemony center. Fresh, it's out on its own. Fresh, refreshingly tasty. HB Fresh, so tangy, so zesty.
HB Fresh, a refreshingly healthy choice.
Hello, I'm Peter Wilson from the zoo, reminding you that we have a wide range of animals from all over the world for you to see and admire. Many of them are endangered, and it is the only chance you and your children will have to see them in real life. Your attendance helps the zoo save these species. We'd love to see you.
Light reflections shimmer and lift. Free the spirit skywards. Let the body flow in harmony with nature. For a lighter, lovelier you.
Low, low. From Kerry.
Capital 104.4 FM, it is our Lightning Lunch, and we are celebrating 1 year old today. Stick around for the afternoon. You may go along to see Gremlins 2, the movie, on Monday night, or win yourself some top chart cassettes, because we are celebrating, and we want you to too.
We're waiting for the star. Come showering down. From Moscow to Mars. Universe falling down. Fire star hidden out there somewhere. Not
simple every time. Now you're crying in your sleep. I wish you'd never learned to weep. Don't sell the dreams you should be keeping. Pure and simple every time. Look at me with starry eyes. Push me up the starry skies. The stardust in my head. Pure and simple every time. Fresh and deep as oceans new. Shiver at the sight of you. I'll sing a soft tune. Pure and simple over you.
Capital 104.4 FM, who's calling the Lightning Lunch Line?
It's Jacinta from Coachcraft.
Jacinta, have you a message for us?
I'd just like to wish Capital Radio a happy birthday from Jacinta and Adele in Coachcraft.
Thank you very much, Jacinta.
And
because you faxed us in, we're going to give you the new album from the B-52s on cassette, okay?
Oh, great, Colin.
What's
Thanks
your number one radio station?
Capital.
Capital 104.4 FM, wrapping up our lightning lunch for this afternoon. Thanks, Gillian and CSCC for the facts, wishing us a happy birthday. She's down in Clonliffe College. Thank you for sharing lunch with us this afternoon. And John and Audrey, along with Carol and Brian, who are working in the office in Malahide. That's from your friends in the office in Clontarf and Kennedy Solicitors. They wished us a happy birthday, too. Thank you for it. Another lightning lunch on Monday.
Wake up, Hank.
Go on, Ethan. Go to sleep.
My Lucky Strike claim stubs are gone.
Your Lucky Strike claim stubs?
Yeah, from my Gold Rush ticket. They were right here under my pillow.
No, those little things. I gave them to the mules. Now go to sleep.
You gave them to the mules?
Yeah.
Don't you know you're supposed to hold on to your claim stubs till later on in the game? They could have won us a direct entry to the grand prize game. We could have spun the wheel for up to £250,000. Or we could have won $10,000 instantly. Hell, we could have even won us a brand new car, Hank. Why did you give them the mules?
Because they asked me for them.
They asked you for them?
Yep. Never could resist a sweet-talking mule.
And the weather out. out there in the city today. It's hot, real hot all day long. So get some sense. Make sure you're using Ever-Ready Gold Seal in your ghetto, personal stereo, radio, tape machine, whatever. Remember, summer sounds great with longer-lasting Ever-Ready Gold Seal. And one of these hazy days while you're lazing, you're going to wake up to the Ever-Ready Battery Patrol. They're coming to a sunspot near you, and they're hot.
Pepe, siente la calidad. Pepe, líder en vaqueros. Pepe, ve la diferencia. Pepe, para todo el mundo.
Available at Ike 6, first floor, Stevens Green Center.
£1.50, the top stories this hour. Irish Press management say they'll close their papers this weekend. A bomb in the centre of London, and two Limerick men jailed for a total of 22 years. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Costigan. The management of the Irish Press Group have reiterated their intention to close down their newspapers this weekend after failure to reach agreement with unions over a rationalisation plan. Weeks of meetings and the intervention of the Labour Court, the Minister for Labour and the Irish Congress of Trade Unions failed to break the deadlock over a number of issues, most notably the wish by management to return to a five-shift week. For a while yesterday, it looked as though agreement could be reached with a nine-shift fortnight. But yesterday afternoon, the National Union of Journalists and the Irish Print Union voted against the proposals because it meant two four-and-a-half-shift weeks and not 4 1 week and 5 the next. Members of the National Graphical Union voted for the proposal, but it was agreed that the unions had to vote unanimously in favour for the plan to be accepted. The country's largest union, SIPTU, also has members in the Irish Press, but they had accepted proposals set down by the Labour Court some weeks ago. The NUJ and the IPU have called on the management to meet further in a last-ditch attempt to resolve the row. A press conference to be held by management this morning was cancelled and has now been rescheduled for this afternoon. In Britain, the anti-terrorist squad have arrived at London Stock Exchange, which has been rocked by a bomb. The device went off shortly before 9 o'clock after a telephone warning from a man using an IRA code word. A bank overlooking the exchange has now been evacuated following another tip-off call. There are no reports of casualties from the explosion. From the scene, Clive Myrie.
The damage to the building is extensive. Part of a concrete pillar adjoining the visitors' gallery has been destroyed, while rubble litters the streets. The police say it was a particularly large device, which, had it not been for the warning, would have cost lives. Police Commissioner Owen Kelly.
Well, had there been people in the gallery, then there's no doubt there would have been injury. But as it happened, we had evacuated the building, including that part of the building, and so fortunately there was no injury.
Meanwhile, hundreds of office workers evacuated this morning wonder when it'll be before they can return to work.
Back at home, two Limerick men caught transporting a one-ton cache of IRA arms and explosives were jailed for a total of 22 years by the Special Criminal Court today. The haul included 7 AKM assault rifles, 10 pounds of Semtex explosive, and over 32,000 rounds of ammunition, most of it for use in a heavy machine gun. The court jailed 35-year-old Kieran O'Dwyer of Castle Troy View for 12 years and John Carmody, aged 25, of O'Malley Park for 10 years. The two men were convicted yesterday. The court heard that special branch detectives stopped the men in a van at O'Malley Park after Gardaí were tipped off. A loaded revolver and a loaded assault rifle were found in the front of the van. One of the British teenagers accused of drug trafficking in Thailand has been remanded in custody by a court in Bangkok. 17-year-old Patricia Cahill, who has Irish parents, has been moved from Bangkok Airport to a nearby juvenile offender centre. She's now separated from her friend, 18-year-old Karen Smith.
She's a very sad, unhappy, miserable child who doesn't really understand what's going on, I think. Perhaps she's facing reality for the first time in a long time, I would think, but she's very, very distressed.
Still to come, the Workers' Party called for the appointment of an archaeologist for the Dublin area.
Rainbow Rapids is now open every day from 12 to 6. 10 rides for £2, 20 for £3 except Sundays. Rainbow Rapids, 200 metres of exhilarating water fun. Rainbow Rapids, the seafront Dunleary.
The Harp O'Connell Bridge goes Spanish.
Hooray! Next weekend, you can imagine yourself in sunny Spain. Hooray! We're having a Spanish shorts and shades party all weekend long. You can sample all your favourite Spanish beers and cocktails. Hooray! And you could win prizes from Fuji cameras and Sergio Tacchini casual wear. Hooray! Or you could be the lucky winner of a holiday for two in Spain from John Cassidy Travel. That's next weekend, Spanish Shorts and Shades. At Dublin's number one night spot, the Harp O'Connell Bridge.
Capital Radio, first with the news.
The Workers' Party spokesperson on tourism and transport, Eric Byrne, has called on Dublin Corporation to appoint a full-time city archaeologist to supervise the impact of the construction and development work on the city's archaeological heritage. Deputy Byrne said he believed the appointment was all the more urgently required given the increased level of development in the old Viking and medieval areas of the city.
The marvellous historic heritage of Dublin, it has not yet been used to its full extension, to its full potential as a tourist attraction. And we must make sure that sites and items of archaeological interest are preserved and made accessible to tourists and to our own citizens. New discoveries, as you know, of interest are being made all the time, such as the uncovering of sections of Isalda's Tower in Essex Quay and the discovery of a medieval corn mill during corporation drainage work. The appointment of a full-time city archaeologist with the appropriate backup staff, it would be a real step towards ensuring the proper preservation of sites of interest and would be particularly appropriate in advance of Dublin's term next year as a European cultural capital.
Now look at capital weather, rather dull and cloudy for a time this afternoon, but it should brighten up later with good sunny spells developing. Hooray. Dry and warm, highest temperatures 24 degrees Celsius. The next news at 10 to 3 on Dublin's number one, Capital 104.4 FM.
Well, there's a heart and it's just right. Probably won't happen, but I think I'm right. listen to radio station in Dublin, Capital 104.4 FM, certified Dublin's number one.
Ah! using credit cards like Visa, MasterCard, American Express. Turn my pants upside down. Any day of the week. Come here, give me love. Talk to me. Girl, I'll be good to you.
Capital 104.4 FM in the afternoon with Colm Hayes. We're celebrating our birthday, 1 year of age today. And as part of our first birthday celebrations, Capital 104.4 FM invites you to join us this Monday night at 11 o'clock at the Adelphi Cinema for a very special preview of Steven Spielberg's Gremlins 2. If it's anything like Gremlins 1, it's going to be a huge success. Right now, we're looking for the first 15 callers to say happy birthday, Capital. You call us right now at 77-2211 and you'll win a double ticket to go see the movie on Monday night at 11 o'clock. Remember, this is an over-15s film. Anybody under that age will not be admitted to the cinema. You've got to be over 15 years of age. You can call us right now. First 15 callers to say happy birthday, Capital.
She was a Jezebel, the Spritzman queen, living the life like a backstreet dream, telling the lies when the truth was clear. I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spin them around like a wheel on fire, walking on tightrope for love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escaping me.
I just wanna be close to you, and you are the things you want me to. I just wanna be close to you and show you the way I feel. I feel love when I'm lying in the midnight hour. You're holding me the way you do. Girl, you make my dreams come true. You make my dreams come true. Every time your body's next to mine, something deep inside of me wants to love you endlessly. When you touch, girl, you don't know how it makes me feel.
Elastic words, I'm on a countdown till I get hurt. Her blood was hot, she burned so bright. A neon sign there in the night. It's hard to say if I went too far. My heart still bears a scar.
I just wanna be close to you. I just wanna be close to you.
She was a Jezebel, the Spritzman queen, living a life like a backstreet dream. Telling the lies when the truth is clear. I think she knew what I wanted to hear.
Spinning
around like a weed on fire, walking on tightrope from love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escaping.
We'll be right back. France, a skinny man died of a big disease with a little name. By chance, his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home, there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Off a church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it. It will send the people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June. Neighbors just shine at home. But if a night falls and a bomb falls, will anybody see the dawn? Time.
Together to bring you a super birthday present. Win a fantastic Grundig VS600 video recorder. Simply check out the list of songs in Friday's Evening Herald. Select the first song ever played on Capital Radio. Then phone us on 772211. The 104th correct caller wins a Grundig VS600 video recorder from the Evening Herald and Capital 104.4 FM.
Is that
Capital 104.4 FM in the afternoon, which is wrapping up our Bunny Tony competition, which we've carried on all week from the Bagot Bunny Tony Centre, who've given us £80 worth of Bunny Tony courses every single day for a man and a woman. The final two are Colin Dillon, who nominated himself. He's down in STA, Surgic Sales Teaching and Limited Aids. Limited? Is that right? I didn't... Surgy Sales Teaching Aids Limited, that's what it is, down in Howells Cross Road. You're going to have yourself a new body pretty soon, and Liz Fitzgerald, for the courage and honesty in nominating yourself. Also, you've got £80 worth of body toning from the Bagot Toning Centre.
We try to touch, but we never got close. Last night, we tried to talk. The words got caught in our throats. We finally fell asleep. We couldn't have been further apart. Look me in the heart. If you think that love is blind, baby, look me in the heart. And you'll see that I'm so crazy about you, baby. And it's not.
Capital 104.4 FM of the afternoon with Colm Hayes. I see Air Canada, well done. The first airline that have banned all smoking on their transatlantic flights. Isn't that a good idea? No smoking completely throughout all the aircraft, which is great, except, of course, if you're a little bit nervous and the plane hits a little bit of turbulence, what are you left to do? Bite your nails and play with your rosary beads?
Capital Radio.
Can't find myself when you go away. Makes me wonder where you are. Is there someone else? I just need to know. This charade has gone too far. For the first time in my life, feel I'm losing control. Pretending it's my soul that you own. I need you, my heart and your world tonight. Tonight,
possession.
And you hold the key to my life.
Possession.
I've got to be with you.
love me and that you always will. Oh, you beg me to keep you in that house on the hill. Looking out for we'll be right back.
Friday afternoon, a very special Friday afternoon.
Yes!
Celebrating! Caller number 9 and 10. Sorry, excuse me a second. Caller number 9 and 10 right now. You call us at 77-2211. You will get a top chart cassette because we are 1 year of age.
Hey, Mick! Are you coming down to our Rosie night at Cowco's?
Good day, Dame Edna. I guess I got to. They want me to bring down my croc.
Well, darling. Don't tell me Crocodile Dundee's referring to Linda as a croc already.
Join Crocodile Dundee, Dame Edna, and a good few Sheilas for our Aussie night at Coco's Fun Nightclub at the Bellegarde Complex near Newlands Cross on Friday, July 20th.
Coco's are giving away two trips to see Tina Turner live at Woburn Abbey, London, for the best Dame Edna and Crocodile Dundee lookalikes.
If a scooter's Elujo, Peseta simply pester, and Turkish money seems just Istanbul.
Istanbul!
If you fear our Italian lira and Groucho about your marks, while drachmas might as well be so much Greek.
So much Greek!
If dollars make you green, you can't make sterling work. And the French, my dear, are anything but franc.
Ooh la la!
If you find foreign currency a bit of a song and dance, pick up an AIB travel pack. The travel pack has details of all AIB travel services, convenient, safe and simple ways of managing your money while abroad. And AIB's travel pack also contains lots of useful travel tips. Collect an AIB travel pack today and travel without trauma. AIB Bank. You bring out the best in us.
Trevor Howard, the shop for men, GBO Arcade and Duke Lane. Half price sale now on. All stocks, half price or less to clear. Suits from $79.95. Shirts $9.95. Trousers $19.95. All at half price. Trevor Howard, the shop for men, Duke Lane and the GBO Arcade.